Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, it's the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Julio Diaz, the host of the Pensacola Movie Club. On Thursdays, they get together and watch movies and talk about them. And, of course, the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturdays here on News Radio. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. First movie, Long Legs. What's this one all about?
So this is kind of an esoteric indie horror movie from the Neon Studio, which is one of those, you know, studios like A24 that does a lot of very independent-minded releases. And they do a lot of horror, but not just horror. This stars Micah Monroe, who probably, if you know who she is, she's kind of like an up-and-coming scream queen, best known for the movie It Follows, which is brilliant. Kind of in that like same kind of scream queen, like more intellectual scream queens that we've had in recent years, like Mia Goth and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And then our villain here is, of course, who better to play a weird Satanist doll maker than Nicolas Cage?
I mean, it's right in his wheelhouse. It's kind of typecasting, yeah.
it absolutely is. She's an FBI agent who is investigating a series of murders that are tied to this satanic, Satan worshiper played by Nicolas Cage, and it gets pretty weird. It is pretty esoteric, but it is really good. Some really good performances and. Good cast. Blair Underwood is also one of the main actors in this. You don't see him that much anymore.
Yeah, and he doesn't do a lot. But...
Well, if
you say it's weird, that means it's super weird. And if you say it's good, I'll take that as meaning it's worth the weird. Fly Me to the Moon is kind of a limited release last week, but we have it this week also, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've done some advanced screens on this. This was originally supposed to be going directly to Apple TV Plus, and then it tested really well, so they decided to put it out in theaters.
Okay.
And it's kind of part of this, like, rom-com revival that we're having right now that, Anyone But You, I think, kind of kicked off last year. And now this is kind of a throwback to, like, the screwball comedy era with two of our biggest movie stars starring in it, Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. And apparently, you know, has a lot of charm. It's set during the space race.
Okay.
And Channing Tatum is a very serious astronaut who's, you know, trying to get the Apollo missions off the ground. And Scarlett Johansson is a PR flack who is trying to sell the NASA mission to the American public.
Huh. All right.
And they determine that, well, if something goes wrong and we don't have anything to show, here we get into the whole big conspiracy theory that's been going on for years. We've got to film a fake moon landing that we can show people.
Okay.
Like if we can't get the signal. So there's a whole play on the whole, you know,
it's a tongue-in-cheek look at the conspiracy theory. Okay. All right. That sounds – and, of course, the actors
– getting good reviews on this. The chemistry between Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum is supposedly great. So if you look for something light and fun, this is one for you.
Colin Jost sitting at home, very nervous. Lumina. Lumina is the last one.
Not reviewed by critics, which is never a good sign. This is a science fiction film about a group of friends who go searching for a friend of theirs that has gone missing in what seems like an alien abduction, and they're in a deep underground military base trying to find her.
I've seen it a thousand times. Okay, fine.
Your biggest star in this is Eric Roberts.
Okay.
Eric Roberts is a very good actor and a very nice man. He's been here for Pentagon, but it very famously will be in any movie for about $25.
How's it reviewed?
It is not.
Oh, not at all, because no advanced screening. You said that. Okay, all right.
Right.
Do you know what you're going to watch next week?
The big movie out next week is Twister, starring America's biggest new movie star, Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, you know, he's the guy right now.
He is.
I guess Top Gun Maverick, although he's been in a number of other things. He's got a film that's very well received on Netflix right now called Hitman.
Okay. Plus yeah, Devotion was great. Okay.
Ed was in Anyone But You, which I just mentioned. Yeah, so I'm dubious about this because, you know,
well, Twister,
we'll see. But we'll see.
All right, follow them on Facebook to see what they're watching and where. The conversation's always good afterwards. Of course, Julio is on at 4 o'clock on News Radio on Saturdays for Let's Go Pensacola. As always, Julio, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
8:15 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you have a nice import, you've got a BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, you might think you got to go to the dealership. No, you can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and also now on Pensacola Boulevard across from the Walmart on US 29. They can take care of the import, the domestic, the gas, the diesel. They like to see you routinely for the small preventative maintenance to make sure anything doesn't go wrong. And so it's not a catastrophe. Catch it early. It means you can catch it, a little bit inexpensively and also not have to deal with the inconvenience. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and now on Pensacola Boulevard. Austin's got traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by K9 Country Club. K9 Country Club provides you with cage-free boarding in Pensacola. You can call them to learn more at 850-293-6871. Again, that's 850-293-6871. All right, looking at the roads here, not very much backups on Pensacola Beach traffic-wise. We did learn last hour that the Casino Beach parking lot is full, and of course, traffic was always going to be a nightmare this weekend, of course. We have some very, very minor backups right where Fort Pickens Road meets Via de Luna Drive. That's kind of been on and off so far this morning. And we had a lot of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you were traveling westbound passing Bayshore Road, we had an accident report in that area. It's still causing backups, but they are greatly decreasing as time goes on, so that should hopefully die down sooner rather than later. Outside of those couple spots, though, there shouldn't be much holding you up for too long. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration consists of six aircraft performing a prescribed sequence of maneuvers. These are divided into three primary components: the four-plane Diamond, the two solo jets, and all six planes in the Delta formation. Every move is planned right down to the most specific detail. Even canopy closings on the flight line are choreographed. The maneuvers demonstrated by the Blue Angels are not stunts or tricks. They are tactics taught to every naval fighter or attack pilot. Under combat conditions, they would be flown anywhere from treetop level to 60,000 feet. But for an air show, they are brought down to eye level and are flown in extremely close formation along a predetermined flight line. When flying in the Delta or Diamond formation, the pilots monitor the constant radio chatter that guides each movement. But they must also stay mentally ahead of the sequence and know at all times not only their relationship to the other aircraft, but also to the ground below. The two solo jets demonstrate the high-performance characteristics of the FA-18. In some crossing maneuvers, the two jets fly towards each other at a closing speed of 1,000 miles per hour and cross at the center of the flight line in front of the crowd. Precise timing is crucial in the solo routine because if the jets were to be off by just 1 second, they would pass more than 200 yards from the center point. Though the Blue Angels experience G-forces as high as 8 times their body weight, they do not wear G-suits because doing so would interfere with the precise stick movements necessary to fly such delicate maneuvers. Since 1946, almost 500 million people around the world have attended nearly 5,000 Blue Angel performances, and there's no telling how many more have seen them on television. The Blue Angels are the finest flight demonstration team the world has ever known. The men and women who fly and maintain the squadron take pride in everything they do. The work is very demanding, but they're doing what they love to do. They are fulfilling an important mission for the Navy, and therefore the country. They are the best there is. They are the Navy's. They are America's. They are Pensacola's. They are our Blue Angels, and we love them. I'll be back with more after this.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
This is Mike Bates. I'd like to thank Lieutenant David Gardner, the Public Affairs Officer for the Blue Angels, and Hill Goodspeed, the historian at the National Naval Aviation Museum onboard NAS Pensacola, for their assistance with my research for this program. Thanks to all who have ever worn the uniform of the United States military. And thanks to you for listening as News Radio 1620 FM 92.3 traced the history of the Blue Angels.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for American Rounds, the absurdly pro-violence company which has been in the news recently for its efforts to sell ammunition through vending machines placed unbelievably inside grocery stores in Alabama, Texas, and Oklahoma. At a time when we are trying our very best to convince Americans to give up their guns and trust the government for their safety, it certainly does not help to have a company actively dispensing boxes of bullets just a few feet away from the produce aisle. Do you realize what will happen over their formative years as children repeatedly see the bullet kiosk just sitting there while their parents walk them toward the frozen food section? It'll obviously make these defenseless children think that bullets and guns are just another product that Americans can legally buy. As the manager of One Fresh Value in Tuscaloosa recently pointed out,
based on the feedback that we've gotten just from customers today, they are so excited about us having the ammo kiosk.
We're getting ammo!
Ammo kiosks? Are you kidding me? They aren't even locked up in a cabinet behind a counter like we do with tobacco products. I mean, how can we possibly hope to keep stigmatizing guns if we can't even keep them isolated from ordinary citizens in special stores the way we used to do with pornographic magazines? No, dear Utheran, this reckless normalization of the purchasing of ammunition must not be allowed. American Rounds, we cast thee out. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, now this is not an official cancellation, but I do want to announce that we are putting several public commenters on Level 2 terminology probation for their recent remarks about the turmoil surrounding Dear Leader Biden's debate performance. Hear for yourselves what former Clinton campaign staffer Karen Finney, Democrat Congress humans Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, and alleged Senator John Fetterman recently said on the subject.
Not want to be in a foxhole with any of the people who, you know, were clutching their pearls all of a sudden.
Pearl clutching and hand wringing.
We're bedwetting and soaking all the way through the mattress.
We panic and piss our pants.
Need I remind you that using pearl clutching in a derogatory way is ageist and sexist because it compares people to elderly women as a form of insult? Saying people are bedwetters or pants pissers is ageist and ableist because it tries to humiliate people by comparing them to children or the incontinent, which is also perhaps not the best reference point when trying to come to the defense of an 81-year-old politician. So to these otherwise trusted and loyal wokeites, I simply say, be on better verbal behavior until your probationary period expires. And remember that the only acceptable insults are those that marginalize straight white men with ordinary bladder control. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, let's take a moment to honor the truly outstanding work being done by the thought leaders at Duke Medical School, which is implementing their mostly strategic plan to wipe out racial bias in the medical profession, entitled Dismantling Racism and Advancing Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion in the School of Medicine. This 42-page document, which was the work of more than 65 faculty over the course of a year, lays out in wonderfully impractical bureaucratic language all the ways in which the legacy of white supremacy culture needs to be uncoupled from the teaching and practice of medicine. As the document explains, the goal is to, quote, ensure that our learning environments teach cultural humility and foster the ability to practice equitable and anti-racist care and research, in part by, quote, implementing a comprehensive anti-racism, bias, and discrimination training and education program for our workforce. The document goes on to say that, quote, in the workplace, white supremacy culture explicitly and implicitly privileges whiteness and discriminates against non-Western and non-white professionalism standards related to dress code, speech, work style, and timeliness. Some identifiable characteristics of this culture include perfectionism, belief that there's only one right way, power hoarding, individualism, sense of urgency, and defensiveness. Take, for example, work style. White supremacy culture has been in control for so long that most people don't realize concepts such as doing your job, working hard, and having a good work ethic are racist. To combat this, Duke is launching its Reimagining Laziness 2025, a branding and re-education campaign to teach medical students that working less is actually better. Not because you get more done by doing less, but because doing less is a way of honoring black culture. Reading fewer journals, performing fewer operations, and conducting less research are all ways to fight the power. Similarly, white supremacy culture encourages a sense of urgency in learning and work that is very microaggressing toward BIPOC medical practitioners who know that medical care, like everything else, can wait. Urgency is a concept created by white cultural imperialists in places like emergency rooms because they are trapped in a racist mindset, whereas cultural humility teaches us that making patients wait for treatment is just as good. Instead of rushing bleeding patients to the ambulance and the operating room, it's important to walk slowly, breathe, and practice your anti-racism mantras while casually moving patients around the somewhat important room, the new name for what used to be called the ER. Third, Duke is rejecting the white supremacy cultural idea that there's one best way to do things and fostering the notion that medical protocols may include lots of different approaches to everything from prescriptions to sedation to diagnostics to performing operations. Instead of encouraging the white concept of medical best practices, Duke will now teach the more inclusive medical acceptable practices, thus fully demicroaggressing modern medicine. But perhaps the most important lesson we learn from Duke Medical School is the way white supremacy culture treats punctuality and timeliness as essential virtues, giving almost no validity to the important BIPOC gifts of tardiness, approximate times, and events of indefinite duration. As a result, the Duke Medical School is launching a second initiative, Liberating Medicine from the Clock, a pro-tardiness blueprint for the hospital and beyond. Some of their goals include approximate time appointment scheduling and ending the practice of time cards for employees. Show up whenever you can, receive medical treatment whenever it's available, and above all else, stop watching that clock. You see, there's no such thing as punctuality when you practice cultural humility and eradicate white supremacy culture. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Memorial. memorial service. You'll just have to go to the podcast page and catch the ending. We so jammed full of stuff today. Austin, the roads look good.
Yeah, looking about as good as I can for Pensacola Beach.
I mean,
Air
people
Show.
Have already made their mistakes, you know? They're at the beach or they're at home, and, you know, we have the wrap coming up in just a minute with Josh Newby and John Peacock.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The unstoppable President Joe Biden making clear he's staying in the presidential race at his NATO news conference and explaining the governor's report that he doesn't want to do events at night.
I always have an inclination, whether I was playing sports or doing politics, just to keep going, not stop. I just got to just pace myself a little more.
But his support slipping. Three more House Democrats calling on him to withdraw from the race. That's 17. After Biden introduced Ukraine's president as President Putin and called Kamala Harris Vice President Trump. Donald Trump posting on Truth Social, "Great job, Joe." President Biden with a campaign rally in Detroit today. Butler County, Pennsylvania hosting a Trump rally Saturday ahead of next week's Republican National Convention. RNC Chair Laura Trump tells Fox, "We have a message America will want to hear." America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we have partly cloudy skies. It's 84 degrees. Beautiful day for an air show. Of course, expecting another huge crowd at Pensacola Beach today for the dress rehearsal show. The Blues take to the sky at 2 p.m. There will be flight demonstrations and civilian performances starting at noon. Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says one big change this year, there won't be a water break between the civilian acts and the Blue Angels.
There is no water break, so get all your water activity in before the air show begins.
Greenwood talked to News Radio here in the last hour. Green flags flying on Pensacola Beach today, but Greenwood does reiterate the need to be cautious about going into the Gulf of Mexico. Of course, we'll get a traffic update in just a few minutes. A former Baptist hospital employee is charged with sexually assaulting a juvenile female patient. 26-year-old Tariq Smith was arrested this week. Officials say the incident happened on June 30th when Tariq allegedly escorted the girl into the showers. That's where the assault is said to have happened. Smith and the juvenile had become acquainted while the girl was being housed at the hospital. They apparently had been chatting and flirting over Snapchat. According to an arrest report, Smith was seen on surveillance footage looking over his shoulder and down the hallway several times before going into the bathroom. Smith was fired by the hospital after they reviewed the video. He's being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. Escambia County leaders celebrating the new fire station in Beulah. The Bradshaw McNair Fire Station was officially opened yesterday with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. It's named after late District Chief Dwayne Bradshaw and retired Chief Steve McNair, who talked with Channel 3.
The way that Beulah is growing, it needed a new station. It was long overdue.
The station located directly behind the old Beulah Fire Station. It includes four truck bays, a community meeting, and training room as well. Next month, the Milton City Council will take up the second reading of a new ordinance that could, in effect, limit the mayor's ability to conduct meetings as they see fit. It's the latest episode in the ongoing power struggle between individual council members and Mayor Heather Lindsay.
The purpose of this ordinance is to protect procedural votes and points of order that the council raises that have been historically, over the past year and a half, 2 years, been overruled, disregarded, interrupted, or shouted down by the chair of any specific meeting.
And that is City Attorney Alex Andrade from earlier this week. Some residents believe it's an effort to limit their ability to speak. The ordinance, though, appears to focus more on giving individual council members the opportunity to call for a point of order if they believe at any time the mayor or presiding individual is failing to ensure that decorum is observed. If you've got Florida's digital driver's license, the state wants you to uninstall it, and the apps are no longer available in app stores. The state pulled it this week. They didn't give a reason for that change, but they do say a new app should be available early next year. It is 8:35, News Radio Pensacola. Austin's got our traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. You can get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings vary. National General Group, Winston-Salem, of course. And again, that is directauto.com. All righty, looking at backups here on Pensacola Beach, they are on Via de Luna Drive, and they're starting to bleed onto Fort Pickens Road just a little bit. It's probably the worst congestion we've seen so far this morning, so I'm sure it's going to get worse before it gets better. Also got some backups on Scenic Highway if you're traveling northbound towards UWF's main campus on Highway 90 there, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there's not too much going on this time this morning. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have the perfect summer day today with temperatures warming up into the 90s for the afternoon. Small isolated showers in the afternoon as well. 30% chance of rain overall. Temperatures overnight dropping near 77. For Saturday, 40% chance of rain, high near 93. Saturday night temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping this beautiful summer pattern into Sunday with a 40% chance of rain, high near 93. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 84 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Our markets are slightly higher as investors are digesting bank earnings and dealing with market rotation today. The Dow is up 155 points at 39,909. S&P up just over 8 points at 55,92. The NASDAQ up just under 20 points now at 18,302. 10-year bond rate slightly higher at 4.2% this morning. Gold price is down 14.40 at 24,0750. Silver prices down 71 cents this morning at $30.95. Crypto this morning, not a big change for Bitcoin. It is up $125 at $57,632.01. Ethereum down, XRP up, Litecoin up, but just slightly. And taking a look at a couple of business stories today, it could be the end of an era. Redbox is going out of business.
For more than two decades, the company has rented out DVDs at thousands of kiosks all over the country, but it appears it's finally given in to the digital revolution. Redbox's parent company, Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, converted its Chapter 11 bankruptcy case to a Chapter 7 liquidation proceeding this week. It means all 1,000 workers at Redbox are expected to be laid off, but it's not clear what will happen to the over 24,000 Red kiosks. As far back as March, there have been reports that some of them were found unplugged with their credit card readers taped over. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Sad day indeed. Well, they can't stand it. The Beastie Boys are suing Chili's for using their song Sabotage in commercials without permission. The complaint filed in federal court in New York on Wednesday accused the restaurant chain's parent Brinker International of putting out promotional videos last year that used the song and parodied its music video, which sends up 1970s crime shows. And AT&T says that they believe a hacker has stolen records of their calls and texts from almost all of their wireless customers, the company announcing this morning that stolen data, though, does not include the content of calls or texts or personal info. 8:38, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big sharp it up.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Commissioner Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. It's the end of the week. It's time for us to talk about the news of the week with a couple of friends who are in studio with me here. 8:39 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. We got Josh Newby and John Peacock here in studio. John, who is formerly
perhaps most infamous for being the president,
chairman
of the Downtown Improvement Board. No longer.
No. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been 3 or 4 or 5 years probably since
Grover was elected.
There you go. Okay. And Josh Newby, who is the executive director of the Council on Aging West Florida.
Hello.
Gentlemen, J&J, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, A.
Did that nice. Yeah. Did that completely not on purpose. Also, I should forewarn the audience that we have the whole spectrum of viewpoint here today. So yes. It'll be good. It'll be good. Josh, I do this for your benefit.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the only thing that anybody in the known universe of media is talking about these days. The super competent gets tested every single day and passes with flying colors. I don't know why anybody's even asking the question. I don't have bad nights, and when I do, I still don't. Joe Biden, I think I'm quoting him on all points there.
Andrew, look, his wife's giving him hell, okay? I saw that. And his staff.
Because the staffers are adding events, and the wife's giving him hell because he says yes.
When he said Vice President Trump, oh my
God. Did you see his look on his staff?
Oh my, Blinken and everybody. It was just like, well, you know, to his point, he said he'd unify the country. And I think Biden-Trump is the unity ticket that we all need.
It was so quick how people got memes and, gosh.
Yeah,
people are creative.
At least it wasn't the very first question.
What was the first question?
It was the first question.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It was exactly as Biden today.
All you need to do is get through one, sir.
Yeah.
You need to get 10 seconds in and it'll all be fine.
And he admitted that he had specific people to call on, which I don't know if that's ever.
He always.
Yeah.
It's been worse and worse because in the beginning.
None of the major networks were there, right? Yeah. None of the major networks were on that list.
Right.
It was in Financial Times, AP.
Right.
But I think ABC might have been, if I remember correctly. But anyway, I could be wrong about that. But you had he started this a few years ago where he'd just kind of casually. Like, you know how he reads teleprompter cues that are just direction to him?
That's right.
And he would say, let's see, who am I supposed to call on next? You know, like,
right.
And then we saw the pictures of that's small potatoes.
I know. I'm so disappointed in my party. I don't know why we're here. I don't know if it's hubris or stubbornness on Biden and family's part. I don't know if it's the staff. But I think everyone knows that there is a huge story here, possibly on like the level of Watergate in terms of stage management and staff hiding certain things from the press.
I vote for us to throw out both candidates on both parties.
Seriously.
Reshuffle the deck.
Absolutely. I mean, Trump is no better.
So I wouldn't normally play audio during the rap, but Jon Stewart was so good about this earlier this week.
I am in no way saying Biden's got to drop out, but can't we stress test this candidacy? Can't we open up the conversation? Do you understand the opportunity here? Do you have any idea how thirsty Americans are for any hint of inspiration or leadership and a release from this choice of a megalomaniac and a suffocating gerontocracy? It is crushing our
Jon Stewart.
Hold on. What could be ahead of you? All we want is for someone to keep it 100. The percentage, not the age. That's all we want.
And he went on to say, you know, maybe what we could do is we could get a lot of the leaders for the Democratic Party together at some important location, maybe near Chicago, and we could actually have a conversation, and maybe on the first day we could let other people give their pitch. We could have some kind of an in-house vote.
Have a democratic process.
Yeah, and then put that, I mean, not that the party's been great at that over the last few campaigns.
Right.
Put them up against Biden and just come what may.
I'm trying to imagine the upside for Biden here. I mean, previous to a year or two ago, he had the legacy of like sort of the cool uncle VP. He was a long-term senator. Creepy. He was
at least among Democrats for sure.
He was a bridge candidate.
He said that.
He used to be a centrist a long time ago.
Right. And in the time since, what is the upside here? Either he loses and ruins his legacy. This is all anyone will remember
him for.
Or he has another 5 years of the world's
four and a half years of the world's most stressful
job.
There's no chance.
Right off into the sunset, man.
Right. I agree with you.
And so, you know, the argument that, well, everybody voted for me. I won the primary. No competition.
Right.
And when nobody had the information that they have today.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, don't. I mean,
it reminds me of the MS scandal in West Wing, mm-hmm. although not right. nearly on this scale.
Right.
But and of course, Jed Bartlett ran again. You yeah. know, but
I love it when he says they all voted for me.
Yeah, yeah.
What the heck is that,
man?
Well, he is the master of the whisper game.
And Trump is in such a weak point right now. Project 2025, the whole
he's distancing himself.
The rapist,
but still,
the rapist
yeah.
files that came out, and I mean. No one's talking about it,
right?
Because
this is the only story.
Get the heck out of the way,
right? Yeah, and I'm, you know, far be it from me to, you know, give advice and counsel, but I think just as an American,
right?
You watch this process, and I mean, look, people who love Trump, of course, love Trump,
right.
okay, and they're just thinking, man, this is gravy, right? Yeah. But there's a whole world of people who either aren't enthusiastic about Trump on the Republican side. Or really can't stand Trump and can't believe he's the candidate.
Right.
And they're not rhinos. They're Republicans who don't align with that viewpoint. And then there's a world full of moderates. And then there's a world full of Democrats. And outside of the just hardcore Trump supporters, most Americans are just in disbelief yeah. that this is what's happening in a crucial election year facing not one, not two, but three global powers, mm-hmm. Iran, China, and Russia,
right.
let alone the economy and everything else. It's
John, is there a generic Democrat you'd vote for over Trump?
Absolutely, Joe Manchin.
Oh, really? Okay, so
I thought
see,
about that,
I want a centrist. I would love for Manchin and Nikki Haley to be on
yeah,
the ticket.
Yeah, I like Nikki Haley.
That'd be both sides.
I want somebody to be able to see the center from mm-hmm. where they stand. I don't care if you're a little left, a little right. I don't care. I want somebody in
right,
the center.
Right.
I think we all, for most of us anyway, most people have some left-leaning beliefs and some right-leaning beliefs.
Right.
I mean, I hope most of my friends do, right? So I think what the problem is our country is being run.
Just for the
by
record, I have no left-leaning beliefs whatsoever.
<That's> right.
I think,
but
I think
do read my Bible, and it's weird how it corrects me on some stuff. Yeah. You know?
I think the problem is the far left and the far right are running our parties.
Absolutely.
Right. So we got to get back
that's
to the
right.
center,
yep.
and I don't care whether you're a little center left, a little center right. I don't really care.
Right.
I just want somebody in the center so they can look at the entire country's viewpoint.
Let's get Austin here real quick, because I have a thought about this, I assume you'll agree with me about, but we'll share it in a second. Austin's got traffic on the fives.
All right, let's see. This traffic update's brought to you by Howard Young Flooring. They look forward to covering your future. Let's see what we got here. If you are traveling, this is going to be eastbound on 9 Mile Road towards Highway 29. We did have some backups in that area. They have luckily cleared out. And on Pensacola Beach, we're not seeing too many hangups. We did have some minor congestion where Fort Pickens Road meets Via De Luna Drive, but that is looking pretty smooth as well. And also, just remember, the Casino Beach parking lot has been closed. It is full capacity as of last hour. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Austin, if you're thinking about selling a home, Christina Leavenworth has got a system for selling that produced 175 home sales last year. And often, you know, when the market was hot, right, selling at or above list price within a couple of hours or a day was very common. And you might think, well, I don't know if I need a realtor. Well, she could maximize then. It was useful. Now, when the market is, you know, in kind of uncertain territory, it's when it really helps to have somebody who's capable, competent, and knows how to get the job done and get you the best price selling or buying. That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. I sat down to write this out the other day, talking to John Peacock and Josh Newby here for The Wrap, and I wanted to categorize. I haven't printed it, published it yet, but the gist of it was this. Best case scenario for an election is I like both of these people, but I prefer this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Middle case for an election, a fairly normal scenario is, man, I really hope it's not the other guy, but I can live with it. I mean, I
right.
recognize he's capable, but I disagree
right.
a lot.
Right.
And my guy, of course, is great. Okay. We're in a situation where if you're a Trump supporter, it's their guy is completely unacceptable.
Right.
Under no circumstances ever. And my guy's whatever degree of support for him you have. Or, and of course, the other side of the country has roughly the same view of your guy.
Right.
Or worst case, a lot of people who are like, they are both terrible. Neither one of them should even be running. It's horrendous. I hate the other guy worse, but I know my guy's no good either. I can't believe we're in this situation. And so whoever gets elected, everybody's going to be
right.
angry, disappointed, fearful, worried. How do we get back to that other situation where we have good alternatives to pick among as opposed to bad alternatives to avoid?
Was it 2012 you last felt that way?
I haven't for the presidential election. I haven't felt great about them for a long time.
You didn't like Romney?
Oh, well, when he was, you know,
sure.
Okay. I mean, yeah, but
Okay.
On you're the Democrat side, what was I going to, you know, like not so much?
Yeah, no, I agree with Josh. We got to get some people in the center, right? And I think part of it is we've got to stop vilifying candidates. People have stuff that in their life, right? But somehow we make them evil. We rip apart their families. We got to make it an easier process, right? Just forget their, you know, obviously it's their criminal stuff. People have done things in their life. Let's just invite people to run, get business people in there. We just, for some reason, we also have to fix that the far left and far right are the people driving this train. Well, right? We got to get people out to vote. I think part of the problem is the people in the center don't vote in the primaries. Right. It's just the far left and the far right. And that's what ends up electing these.
And I mean, I would like to blame it on our system of primaries in Florida, but this is a national problem.
It's a national problem.
And I mean, look at our congressional district one race
right
now.
Doesn't help us at all.
With Aaron Dimmick and Matt Gaetz, right? You know, if you just listen to sort of the ads, you know, Matt Gaetz is a sex predator.
Right.
Or, you know, Aaron Dimmick is a
DEI
Dimmick. Wokeism, who embraces the trans agenda and all this stuff. Right. Like, come on.
No issues.
It's identity.
Can we maybe talk about governance style, viewpoint philosophy?
Who would want to jump into that?
It makes me feel awful, icky, terrible, disgusted. It's just, you know, but yet some consultant has decided that the American voter is so unable to be persuaded except by this,
right?
That this is how you win.
I think it's the two solutions would be ranked choice voting and social media algorithm retooling
opening primaries most likely.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You've got. I mean, I still think I just can't believe we're going to elect people to these offices with 33% of the vote or 38%.
Here locally too, right?
We have the closed primary system. We're going to have several commissioners who are going to be installed, if they're your guy you like or not, who are going to not have majority, and that's terrible.
Right. Open primaries will certainly help.
Yes.
All right. Now we did all that.
Yep. We got off my chest.
It's out of your system. Downtown parking.
Yeah.
Something is not a centrist on.
Way overdue for this.
This, you know me, I actively search for the free parking.
Yeah. Good. But walk a few blocks.
I do. Good. And I will. And every time one of my parking spaces gets taken away from me and turned into something else, I get irritated. But I'm not paying for parking in Pensacola.
You go to another city, do you pay for parking?
I do, and I hate every second of it. Okay. But it's not my town.
I'm a huge fan of user fees, right?
Yeah.
And user fees, it's better than infrastructure costs a lot of money, right? And the problem we've done in Pensacola for years and years and years, we just barely broke even, if anything. Mm-hmm. So people never saw the benefit of parking, right? But when we get it right, and that's what the mayor's office is trying to do, because I used to be on the DIB, we did parking then. The DIB does not do parking now. For the record, the DIB does not do parking now. So
are you covering for Walker Wilson?
but here's the deal. User fees are really good. Nobody complains they go out to the beach. They pay a dollar on the toll, and everything they buy out there has 1% to 3% tax on for SRA fees. Everything.
But the parking is free.
No. Yeah, but everything else you pay a whole lot more for SRA fees.
John, the parking is free.
You pay a whole lot more for SRA fees. Listen, however you want to do it, it's fine. I'd be fine with a 1% to 3% tax on everything downtown. We need money from users out of town. Like, I'm a big fan of national sales tax, right? Let people come into our country and pay for things. I'd love user fees, right? This way you're not taxing the investment of the business owner to raise
money. Most municipal functions should be a combination of general revenue.
Right.
Because it's everybody's stuff, and also some kind of user fee, so that if you don't use it, you only pay part of the
right.
Part of the
bill. If we do this right, you're going to see a significant increase in the cleanliness and amenities and those kind of things. Old Pasadena, California, years and years and years ago, used to do things like put little plates on their park benches, for example. This improvement made possible by your parking dollars, right? Once people start to see the benefit of this increase in revenue, I think that it'll calm down some. Parking is still going to be relatively inexpensive, but also should remove some congestion. Everybody circles the block on Palafox trying to find that free spot. And if we do it right, one out of every 8 spots should always be empty.
Well, right? Of course, so that's the thing. It's the loss of the free parking. But to be frank, I can't remember the last time I parked on Palafox. I know you can't find a spot on Palafox, so I go elsewhere.
Right.
I don't want to spend my time driving around. I'd rather go to a place I know I can park and then walk. It's fine by me. But to make that theory work, you don't just give up free parking on Palafox. You charge, and you charge a lot.
Right.
I mean, dollar an hour with the first half hour free, that's a very temporary until we
Palafox
start to do
should
surge
be the most
pricing.
Most expensive parking.
And so
that's the theory, right?
Yeah, so Palafox is, I would assume, within the year, is going to be 10, 15, $20 to park on Palafox, and people who can pay it will pay it. And
I don't know if it's going to be a high.
You're gonna pay. You're not going to pay $1 an hour on Palafox.
If you do it right by Dr. Shoup, right, the parking guru, it should be a changing fee, right? In other words, there should be based on demand.
Right.
One out of every 8 spots should be empty. So if they're all empty, it's too expensive. If they're all full, it's too cheap, right? Mm-hmm. So there should be, depending on time of day, and it's not like we can't figure this out, right? There's certain times of day where it should be cheaper, and certain times of day it should be more expensive.
Right? And by the way, I agree with the mayor's assessment that the time when we have had the most demand at night is the time when we had no charging at all.
Right.
And that's
the part that creates the most clutter downtown, the most debris downtown, the bars, restaurants, all those kind of things are the places that...
Where you need the funding. Right.
So all the burden is falling on the retail shops, which is not really fair. Right. So I love the fact that we're starting to levelize that a little bit and have everybody participate in the revenue generation. But it's coming upon the city now to use that revenue so everybody sees the progress. Right. I think when people see the benefit of the parking... This will die.
Do you know, John? And I just don't know. Do employers pay for their employees parking?
I think some do, some don't.
Oh, okay,
that's certainly
and that's
a challenge.
Been one of the claims is that employees use a lot of the parking that should really be available more for the consumers and the customers.
Right.
We'll come back to this in a second. We've got John Peacock and Josh Newby in studio with me. Austin's got traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Pensacola Motorsports, helping you have outdoor fun in the sun since 1968. Let's see. We do have some backups here on North Palafox Street. This is in both the north and southbound lanes approaching Fairfield Drive, but it's just spurts of congestion here and there, nothing too severe. As for Pensacola Beach, we do have some minor congestion developing on and off on Fort Pickens Road if you are traveling towards Via De Luna Drive, but hopefully that will not worsen much further than what we've been seeing so far this morning. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. This business of downtown, I think for nobody could look at Palafox as free parking and think that's a brilliant way to, if you were going to create it from scratch, that'd be like giving the front 5 rows of your tickets for free and then, you know, charging for rows 6. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
The problem is it's what people are used to.
Right.
And when you take away something people are attached to that they love, that's free, they're furious.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying they're not going to go downtown, and I think many people will avoid it even more than they already are.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Yogi Bear thing,
right? Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded, right?
But,
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But the question is, really, for my mind is, how much anger does this carry over for D.C. 2 years he's trying to get reelected?
None.
Yeah, I think that he, and I was mixed on D.C. during the election, but I've really come around on him. I think he's really good at change management. And managing transitions.
Yeah, contrast that to the county. There's leadership in the city, and there's no leadership in the county, right? We got a state as a city address.
Yeah.
Where was the state of the county address? There is none, right? What I love about the former government we have in the city is we get to pick 2 years from now whether D.C.'s done a good job. He has a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. And I'm not, you know, D.C. and I are friends. I certainly support him. There are things he and I disagree with, right? But in 2 years from now, somebody comes out with a better plan,
I
like better, we'll look at that.
Issue I know it bothers him that I'm not on board. It's because we get along about so much, and I think he's doing a great job.
I think smart that he did a lot of the ripping the Band-Aids off, like the bluffs, like the parking in the
early
first half of his tenure. I don't know if that was intentional, but I think people will forget, and they'll begin to appreciate the benefits it brings by the time re-election
comes
around.
If you look what's happened in the city, compare and contrast that with what happened in the county, it's night and day. There's true leadership in the city.
What do you mean? The Escambia County is running clean, high marks
all
for ethics
five commissioners,
and honor.
Right?
Yeah, they're not wasting money on lawsuits. Mm-hmm. They're not catching, mm-hmm. Not charged by the grand jury, but, still ordered to pay $4,000 for having people clean up your property on the weekend. I mean, everything's great.
It's all good.
Or not on the brink of creating a disaster at OLF-8, which should be the downtown of Beulah.
Right.
Right. We shouldn't put warehouses out there. We should, that should be the downtown of the Beulah area.
Distribution centers are like cockroaches. You get one, you never get just one. There's a place I used to live up in St. Louis where, the east side of St. Louis is distribution center and distribution center. I mean, there are miles of them. And the idea that we're going to just put one distribution center in and then everything else is going to fall in line with the master plan. Come on. Come on.
We have an opportunity there to really, really do something great for Escambia County, and I'm afraid our commissioners are going to blow this.
Well, and I mean, my fear is that they're just so eager in an election year to get something they can win about, right? And
that's not
instead
it.
Of
I can tell you that.
Doing the long-term right thing.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, John Peacock, Josh Newby, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Blues.
You guys do.
We'll be on the air tomorrow. I will be talking with Greg McWhorter from 12 to 2 about Blue Angels stuff. And then the air show carried by us today and tomorrow at 2 on News Radio.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.